T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got a lot of baseball coming up, and that's where our focus is about to be. And right now, it doesn't take much of an expert to realize that no matter what happens to the Giants, no matter who might be hurt, who slips on the DL, who comes back off the DL, they really do have a way about them that just keeps on chugging. And they find themselves in first place, one of the best records, or is it now the best record in all baseball? Is that where the Giants sit today? Even though they've got a significant handful of issues, they continue to keep on keeping on. To talk about all of it, we bring in former Giant Rich Aurelia here to 95.7 The Game. Richie, how you doing, man?
Doing good, Damon. How you doing today, buddy?
Things are fantastic. Hey, before we get into baseball and the Giants, can we talk a little bit about the life of a professional athlete and what it's like to basically fall into a real windfall of money that very few people, any people from any walk of life, are prepared to deal with? We have guys who blow through it, goes up their nose, women, cars, bad choices. Then you get a guy like Jake Peavy, who does everything right. Financial advisor that he's trusted and that is okayed by another sports players association, to find himself robbed of $15 million. Rich, what was it like to have to manage money at that level?
Well, I think the main thing is that, you know, you need to, you know, one, see where you came from as a kid. Did you have money? Did you not have money? Because a lot of times when you don't have it, you know, you have a propensity to kind of go out and spend it as soon as you have it. So, you know, it's a matter of taking care of your own business, trusting the right people to manage your money, you know, knowing the people who manage it. I mean, you know, a lot of players, you know, they sign with their agents, and the agents provide a variety of things to the player. And sometimes it's managing their money also. And, you know, you never really know if they meet those people. So, you know, a lot comes into it. And, you know, I think, you know, for me, and this is just my own personal opinion, to me, there's a difference with the four major sports, because when you play football and you play basketball coming out of college and you get, you know, your high round pick and you get a lot of money right away, I mean, you're thrust right into, you know, basically their big leagues. You know, you get to the NFL and you get to the NBA and you're playing right away. As opposed to hockey and baseball, where I say 95% of the time, you're probably going to go to the minor leagues. And, you know, even though you may have signed a big contract, you're not going to get a big salary right away. And so I think that it's a little different when you come to sports, because I really think those years, at least that I spent in the minor leagues, and probably most baseball players, were kind of formative years, not only for their professional career, but their maturity. They're learning how to manage money. They're learning how to, you know, take care of their own checkbook and you know, finding their own place to live. So I think it is very different when you come down to the sports. But, you know, it's kind of sad when you see a lot of these stories about guys just trusting the wrong people and losing a ton of their money.
I'm sick for Peavy. And I don't even really know the guy beyond, what'd you throw in that count? You know, that's the deepest question I've ever asked to him. And I'm absolutely sick for the guy, because, again, he did everything the way a reasonably well-thought, right-choices-made guy should go about managing his money, and it still comes up missing due to the con man that bilked him out of it. You know, I was looking through this, Rich, and I'm not trying to embarrass you, put you on your spot in any way, but mm-hmm. You made over $32 million in your career. These things are on the internet. This is public information. And
absolutely.
You know, that is an incredibly significant amount of money. At any point in time in your career, did you have another player in uniform or someone from the Giants front office or someone walk up to you and say, "Rich, you know, you're no longer a major league minimum guy. You know, you just signed your free agent deal. You're staying here. You're making $3-4 million a year now. You have to change either your spending habits or your saving habits." Did you have a financial guru
I'll be honest, I didn't have a guru. You know, when I got to the big leagues, I had a financial advisor that I had known for a while, and to be honest, I didn't like what they were, you know, how they were allocating my monies. So I switched, you know, in the middle of my career, and I went with somebody that I had known for a long time that were friends of friends, and that I got to know first before I actually, you know, committed my monies to them. And I'm still with them. I'm still with them right now, and they've always done well by me. And, you know, but sometimes there's people that prey, just yeah. prey off of the money of athletes. And sometimes, you know, depending upon what guys are interested in, you know, they may come to these guys and say, hey, oh, I got this great opportunity for you. And I got, you know, this is all I need from you. And you'll get your investment back in 5 years. And then you'll, you know, you'll get dividends from it. You know, I mean, a lot of times it is a scheme, and it's people just trying to, you know, take something from the player. But it's just a sad state where, you know, a guy who's played his whole career. I played with Jake. I know Jake. I have known him since 2004, and we played together from the Padres. I mean, he does a lot for charity. He does a lot for the community, and I see so. And Jake really does take care of his family, meaning his brothers, his grandpa. I mean, he's that small town he lives in Alabama. I mean, he takes care of those people, and it's sad to see something like this happen.
It really is. You know, we were talking to Bobby Evans yesterday, and he said, "Look, that $15 million that Jake wasn't even for Jake; it was for the many charities, his family, his network." And it's a very sad story. Let's get back on the diamond and just talk about a team that, if I told you names like Mack Williamson, Connor Gillespie, Jarrett Parker, Ramiro Pena would be playing big roles on the Giants, you'd assume things have gone wrong. They got a 6-game lead on the Dodgers with the MASH unit in there. How much of that is Bochy?
I mean, a lot of it is Boch, but I go back to, you know, 2010, 2011, 2012, you know, I mean, when they started winning and they started getting some of these younger guys in the lineup. And I honestly think that it, for lack of a better term, it's almost like a perfect storm with these guys, because they've never been a favorite. I think maybe this year was the first time that they may have actually been a favorite with a lot of the you know, pundits out there. But, you know, so were the Dodgers and so were the Diamondbacks coming into the season. But these guys just have this way about them that they're not going to let anything get to them, whether it's an injury, whether it's being down early in a game. I mean, you look at yesterday's game. They were down I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, they were down early by like five or so. It was Samardzija's game. Yeah, they were down like by five early in the game. And next thing you know, they're, you know, they have the lead and they win the game. I mean, there's nothing that deters these guys from thinking that they're still in every game, that they still can win no matter who they put out there. And then when you ask about Boch, yes, it does defer back to Boch, because he has the confidence in these guys to put them out there. I mean, you look at, you know, today's lineup, I think they had, you know, Blanco was out, and I think Pagan's off, and, you know, they had Williamson in there, and they had Crawford off, you know. So, like, he's picking and choosing his time when to give these guys days off and put these other guys in that he's learning to trust. He doesn't know Ramiro Pena from, you know, just from spring training.
Right.
You know, Mack Williamson, he probably – you know, knows him a little, but Mack's only been up like a day or two, four different times this year. So these guys are gaining his confidence, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And if they keep performing and keep winning, you know, winning solves a lot of problems. And, you know, the more they play and the better they do and the more they keep winning, they can get these guys healthy that are hurt, and they can rest some of their everyday guys, which is a great thing to do coming up, you know, coming to these summer months. And I just peeked at their schedule before, you know, we got on the air here, and, you know, from now until about 2 weeks after the All-Star break, until they play maybe the end of July when they play the Nationals, I mean, they have a pretty nice schedule with most teams that are under 500 or not in a pennant race coming up here for the next month or so. So hopefully they can sustain, keep playing well, and get some of these guys back healthy.
Here's the toughest question anyone could ask a Giants analyst this year. Who's having a better year, Bumgarner or Cueto?
I mean, it's hard to say, man. You know, these guys, their numbers, their win totals seem to just be going up, and their ERA seems to be going down. You know, if you just look at the numbers, you'd have to say, you know, Cueto, just because of, you know, the amount of wins he has. The ERA is close to 2 now. But then you look at what Bum's done, and Bum, people forget, like, he got off to kind of a shaky start. He didn't get off to a great start this year.
Right.
But he's been consistent from day one, and you look at some of the games that he's lost. I mean, he gave up one run the other night and lost. I'm sure there's other games where he's given up one or two and taken the loss. So, I mean, on a consistency level, you know, people are going to say Bum. But if you look at the big picture, I mean, I think Cueto's been more than anybody had expected. Even though it's a big contract, I think his numbers and what he's doing is more than any Giants fan could have expected coming in.
Richie, where were you for Game 7? Where'd you watch the Warriors lose?
Right on my couch. Right on my living room couch. And it was kind of a gut punch, man.
That was.
Kind of a gut punch. I think everybody thought they were going to come out in Game 7 and, you know, kind of just be the Warriors that we saw all season long. And, you know, it's sad to say. You got to tip your cap to them for the regular season they had and, you know, the All-Stars and the, you know, all-league team guys they have. But you know what? Yeah, I'm sure all their guys would say the same thing too. You know, it was a disappointing season because they didn't win. And they were right on the cusp of winning, and they weren't the better team that night.
Right.
And that's what happened.
Nah, the Sharks could walk away from the Stanley Cup and really say that, hey, it was just great to be here. Warrior fans, not even close. That stings. That really, really does. Rich, thanks a lot, man. And thanks for letting us ask you about so many, like, personal things. I appreciate that information. You know, we could talk baseball with anybody, but how to be a, you know, how to manage your money as a baseball player. I've never even had that conversation before. So thanks very much. Always interesting. Yeah. And we'll catch up with you next week when we got a little Bay Bridge series to talk about.
All right, Damon, we'll catch you next time, buddy.
Thank you, Richie. Rich Aurelia here on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.